When Pedro Villalobos started college, DACA didn't exist.
It was really hard to find scholarships just because most of them require that you be a citizen of this country or a legal permanent resident. So at a certain point when you're trying to find funding for college as an undocumented student, you lose hope and you kind of give up on looking for scholarships because before DACA, there weren't many options for you.
Then, after Villalobos got his BA in 2012, President Obama issued an executive order that would prevent him from being deported. So when he applied for a spot at UT Austin Law School and got in, most of his expenses were covered, and mostly through scholarships. Foundations and benefactors like the former Washington Post CEO Don Graham have put millions of dollars into a scholarship fund for immigrant students whose parents entered the country illegally.
Hey, high school students, especially seniors, if you are undocumented, you have DACA.
In this TV commercial, Don Graham encourages students to apply.
Dream.us that is offering scholarships up to $25,000 towards a bachelor's degree.
There have been close to 500 Dream scholars, and they represent most every continent, including Latin America. But that's a small number of people compared to the 665,000 students who are protected from deportation through DACA. Cristina Jimenez is one of the founders of United We Dream. It's a nonprofit that helps connect immigrant students with resources. She says few students even know they have financial options.
Scholarships for undocumented students are still limited, but they are available. So you have many schools that have opened up scholarship programs, different states. Organizations like MALDEF, for example, have been providing scholarships to undocumented students for a long time.
As for Villalobos, if immigration laws do not change by graduation day next year, he won't be able to work as an attorney in this country. Some may wonder if he's wasting his time and scholarships.
I see it as an investment in myself, as an investment in Texas, and as an investment in the United States.
Villalobos' parents recently became legal residents. They had waited 16 years for immigration authorities to process their paperwork. In that time, Pedro Villalobos aged out of his parents' application. He had to start his own from scratch. He's hoping it won't take another 16 years to process his paperwork. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.